Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I am sure as a business person, you realize, if you've been in business any period of time, how much things have changed. Do you remember the old days when you were out and you were going on a sales call and you had to make a phone call? You had to find a payphone. And you always had to make sure you had quarters in your car so that you could put them in the slots in the payphone to use it. But today, to find a payphone, it'd be almost impossible unless you're possibly at the airport. Why? Because everyone has a cell phone. Payphones are just not in demand anymore, so they've disappeared. Everything is changing. Technology has changed everything. Do you remember when you looked at the Thomson Register and you had them in your business? If you were a manufacturer, you had a whole wall full of books. Now today, that's all online, unnecessary. Or maybe you're even a parent and of young children, and someone would come and try to sell you a set of Encyclopedia Britannicas, and they told you if you wanted your child to succeed in life, you needed to have these books, and you bought the whole set. But today, again, not necessary. Everything is online. Social media is really important. Technology is really important. And that brings up the question, technology, friend or foe? And the answer is both. It is your friend because it's put you and your business in a position where you can reach many more customers, where you can present yourself out there to the world, where you can showcase your business, where you can contact people easily, where they can go on your website and see who you are. They can seek you out, or if you're out making a sales call or your people are, it can create credibility. Social media is important depending upon what kind of business you're in. But the problem is, what kind of social media? How should you be using social media? What social media is important to you? It's not just a matter of using social media. It's not just a matter of using technology. It's what technology will work for you. Should everything you have be in the cloud? Should it be on servers that you have? What kind of software package are you using? Are you using the right software package for your industry? So you see, you really need to dig into this and find out what's going to work for your business. Now, depending upon what your age is, and if you are a business owner, you're probably in the 40 to 60 year range. And probably didn't, I'm sure you didn't grow up with technology, where the young folks just handle it like it was just always there because it always was there for them. You need to understand and you need to learn all you can about technology, using the right technology for your coworkers, for your employees, for your people, making sure you're using the right software programs, that you're putting yourself in a position where you can help your business become more productive. And not just be on social media. You know, people just go, well, I'm going to go on social media. Well, maybe Twitter isn't for you. Maybe LinkedIn isn't for you. Maybe it is. Maybe Facebook is the answer. Maybe it's not. You need to understand where your customers are so that when you're using social media, what social media do your particular customers use? How are they going to find you? Just to put it out there is pointless. There has to be a reason for everything that you do. If there isn't a reason and you are just throwing it out there and you're saying, look at how incredible my social media is. Look at what I'm doing every single day. But if nobody's looking at it, if there's no purpose in it, it's just a waste of time. So, technology, friend or foe. Depends on how you use it. So you might need to research it. You might need to talk to a few experts who understand your business. And that's another thing, of course. Don't just go to someone who says, I can do this for you. Do they truly understand how social media is used in your business? How it's used in construction can be very different, although there are similarities. How it's going to be used in a restaurant, the language that you use, how you're going to present it, and the look. So everyone around you, and of course you can't know everything. There was a time when business people knew a great deal about everything. Today, business people have to know how to surround themselves with the right people who are going to lead them in the right direction, whether it's technology, social media, HR, or many other subjects. So let's make technology and social media our friend, not fear it, not resist it. Let's really understand what's important, what will work for our particular business, and let's make sure that we're always staying on top of it because it's changing all the time. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.